Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, you mentioned the Eagles. Yeah. What about A.J. Brown? Is he going somewhere?
No, a couple teams have asked about him. That is a hard no for A.J. Brown. The receivers that are out there, like Jacoby Meyer, who the Steelers called about earlier, the Raiders, Rashid Shaheed, Calvin Ridley, those are names.
A hard no, says Jake Lazor.
Big fat no.
And when it comes to A.J. Brown, welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. As we're giving away a four-pack of tickets to the Flyers and the Sabres. We're going to the game. Midday Show to the Flyers game on December 3rd. Wednesday, December 3rd. We'd love you to come with us. Hugh's Clues. Hugh, why don't you update everyone on the two clues you've given out so far, Hugh? So yes, the two clues.
Get everyone together here. Let me put these clues out because I got a lot of stuff going on. But the first clue was the cartoon.
What do you have going on?
I mean, I got stuff going on.
He's a notepad guy.
I'm sorry.
I got a pad. I got a notepad. And yep. I got to write stuff down because I'm important.
You got a pad, all right.
Go ahead.
You know what? I don't appreciate that. I heard that, Kyle. No need to rehash.
Was my mic on?
It was. Well, everyone heard it. Yep. Go ahead.
All right. And the first clue was a cartoon character. The second clue, this character is on The Simpsons.
So we have a cartoon character that is on The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Part of The Simpsons. All right, there you go. You got two clues. Third clue coming
you're
up.
You're welcome.
Good luck, everybody.
I mean, at least you narrowed it down. That first clue was a joke.
You're welcome.
The first clue was a joke. I did y'all a solid. Okay.
So I'm tired of y'all complaining about everything.
Well, I think Jay Glazer did everyone a solid there. We played the report. A.J. Brown, a big fat no. So, you know, we promised an A.J. Brown rumor a day, and when there is that, that's what we got to talk about. No. The closer we get to the trade deadline, the less likely it became. I mean, I didn't think the Eagles were really going to trade A.J. Brown. Did I think it was plausible? Sure. Do I think they're going to do it? No. Do I think he's here next season? Yes. Probably not. No.
You think he's here
next season? No.
Yeah, maybe not.
Yeah, but this year, I mean, look, they're loading up to go try to win the Super Bowl again. That's what the last few weeks have been. And you added up now. Think about this. The Eagles, Howie Roseman has now made 9 trades since the start of training camp. I mean, think about what he's brought in since the start of training camp. He traded for John Mechie, traded for Jacorian Bennett, traded for Sam Howell, traded Darian Kennard to the Packers, traded for Fred Johnson, traded for Tank Bigsby, traded for Michael Carter, traded for Jay Alexander, traded for Jalen Phillips. I don't think I missed any, right? 9 trades since the beginning of training camp?
Yeah, they're trying to make the team better.
My favorite part of Howie Roseman is that he's never comfortable, and he never just sits on his hands. I mean, you think about all the other teams in the NFL, they all could try to get a little bit better. Howie Roseman never stops trying to make the Eagles better. And Hugh, I appreciate with him that even if he's replacing one of the moves he already made to get better, he does it. Like, some GMs say, oh, I made that move, I believed in it, let me just sit on it. He doesn't do that. Like, in essence, Jalen Phillips is what? Going to replace Azeez Ojulari? And Brandon Graham's going to replace Patrick Johnson?
Like, More than likely.
He keeps turning the roster over to make it better. You know, Jair Alexander could replace Adoree Jackson. You know, whatever it is. Michael Carter is going to replace the young corner behind, Cooper DeJean. And they're going to have Tank Bigsby. I think he's the number two back on the team now. I think he's going to.
He had a good run the last game. So yeah,
he's already overtaken AJ Dillon. Yeah, love that Howie doesn't stop.
We got to cut AJ Dillon though, right? He stinks.
No, I think he's right. Well, think about.
He hasn't given you what you wanted because you thought with the size, the complimentary back to Sayshawn. No, he hasn't been there.
Well, just think about it like this. In by the time they play the game in Green Bay next Monday, right? They're going to have to activate Brandon Graham.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have to likely activate Nolan Smith. They're going to activate Jalen Phillips, right? I didn't even include Jair Alexander or Michael Carter. But
yeah, you got some room.
I mean,
make some room.
I would think Michael Carter's going to be on the roster. We'll see about Jair Alexander, how he comes along, and if he's ready to play. But that's four spots they're going to have to activate. So who's out of here? AJ Dillon's going to be out of here?
Yeah, get lost.
Patrick Johnson, get lost?
Yeah, get lost.
Our get lost rankings for the Eagles.
Y'all are hilarious.
Are we saying goodbye to Adoree Jackson? I didn't even mention Jacorian Bennett. He's activated too.
Yeah. Look, one of them's got to get lost.
Piece. Like Jacorian, I think he'll be here. Because they flew
they
him
did
like,
just trade
on
for
a
him.
Red eye.
Yeah.
He got flown on a red eye.
So you think Adoree Jackson's getting his walking papers on Monday?
Probably.
Okay. AJ Dillon getting his walking papers?
That's a lofty one.
Why?
No, I'm just saying. I hear what Kyle's saying, but I don't know.
Well, how many backs are going to keep?
You got Shipley. You have...
Dillon. You have Bigsby and Saquon.
Okay, isn't it another one? Am I thinking of another back?
I think just the four.
Okay.
But, I mean, if they're active, they're bringing in all these extra defensive players, I'm just saying, like, we're running out of space here. Like,
I can see Dillon probably being an odd man. I can see that. Because you got three that you're going to dress, right? And he's probably going to be... See, I don't know how they dress folks out, but Brandon has to dress, to your point. Well, so, yeah, he'll probably be the odd man.
And they're probably going to activate Nolan Smith and Jacorian Bennett.
Yeah, he'll probably be the odd man.
And Michael Carter. I mean, and Jalen Phillips. It's my favorite part about Howie. He never rests. And even if it's a depth piece, he's going to make it better. It's my favorite part of him is, you know, running this team. Let's go to John in Philly up on WIP. What's up, John?
Hey, what's happening, boys? Thanks for taking my call.
John. What's up?
So first, hoist the colors, baby. Okay? Listen, just like Joe said, it is simple math. Even if our star quarterback went down, God forbid, you know, crossing my fingers and my toes simultaneously, even if he goes down, Tanner McKee has proven that he can come in and be a reliable back enough to beat, at best, what do we need? Average teams to be beat? So even if that happens, Dotson played better. We got AJ coming back. Smitty is putting up numbers. The offensive line is getting healthier. Our tight end is balling out. And at this point, we have legitimately only balled out two times. And this is without Jalen even being cut loose in the running game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he saves that for the playoffs, and we all know that. There's no reason for him to take chances during the regular season when we have especially a week of a division as we do. So, you know, if you were going to say, you know, I don't know, I don't want to count my chickens before they hatch when it comes to winning the entire, you know, NFC, I would say, okay, I can
right,
get behind that.
Right, that's a different story, yeah. The NFC's right. Tough. Between the Rams, Seahawks, Lions, Packers, I mean, there's a lot of good teams, Bucks, but the NFC's, I mean, John just laid it out for you. This division is a wrap. You hear him there?
It's a wrap. Voice the colors, baby. Oh. Okay, I know you're scarred for some bad times, you know? Like, look, I know you got, you know, you wearing some scars in there as a player. When it comes down to it, you know, today's game, with the consistency this team has played in, you know, minus a bad game or two, which every good team does.
He said consistency?
Well, consistent winning, in case you missed that.
Okay.
Yeah, they win a lot.
Right.
Yeah. Go ahead.
John, I respect your opinion. I really do, and I'm not about to rain on your parade. But I admire how you twist yourself in the pretzel to validate your feeling, and you have every right to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But you cannot sit here and tell me you can't use the word consistency when you talk about this team because they just started looking consistent a couple weeks ago.
But they consistently win.
Yeah, they do.
How many games over the last four?
No, I get.
Listen, our coach in general is a consistent winning coach.
Tell
winning
him, John.
Formula, yeah, winning culture.
This is why I love
winning quarterback.
Yep.
You got a bunch of dogs, man. Release the hounds, bro.
I hear you, Joe. Hey, John, I'm with you. Okay. I'm still
he gets it.
Not conceding the division.
He's raising the banner.
But he's, you know, banner. You know what's funny about this conversation? Because I can see John. Mm. I can vividly see you, John, the first couple of games.
I love that. That's what I want.
throwing fits.
Yeah.
When certain things didn't happen going certain ways. This is the beauty of being Eagles fans. I got you.
John, I got you. What's your guess
and
for
it's
us?
The beauty of winning and having that Super Bowl.
Damn right.
Or two
I'm with John. John. Gets it. Yes, John gets got it. You
John,
get
what's
it.
Your guess for Hughes Clues to go to the Flyers game?
Listen, just like I said it, release the hounds. Mr. Burns.
Mr. Burns, a good guess. Not it.
Mr. Burns.
Yeah, from Simpsons.
Which one is Mr. Burns?
Are you serious?
One of the biggest characters.
I mean, this is a huge L for you.
See?
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Fine. I can't remember Mr. Burns.
He runs the power plant.
Oh, the power. Okay, yes. The old guy.
Yes.
I thought that was. No, Smithers is his friend, right?
Now we're throwing names.
Oh, my bad.
That's not it, folks, but we just gave one away. I mean, that's,
my bad.
It's a major character.
God looked at me.
These
like,
are major
no,
characters.
My bad. I'm going to be quiet before I give it away.
So what did you take exception to what John said about them winning games even if they had injuries?
I just like how we like to throw that word consistent out there. That was funny.
But they win consistently.
They do.
Yeah.
And we have argued here on this station a few times about how lucky, air quotes, they've been. So, you know, I'm not mad at it. I'm not mad at it. I just, they're trending in the right direction. I'm going to say that. But I am not ready to concede the fact that we've won the East yet.
I think it depends on what. Different years are different things, right? Mm-hmm. The NFC East stinks.
Every year.
Year. It's one of the worst divisions of football when you look at the other three teams.
Totally right? Agree.
We could feel the way we feel about the Eagles, but the other three teams, there might not be a team that finishes over 500. I mean, in fact, the Cowboys are the best shot to finish 500 or better. And what are they going to be? 9-7-1? 8-8-1?
Yeah.
I mean, like, I just don't see anyone.
That's what I'm saying. Those 9 games, a lot could happen in 9 games, man.
We have 6 wins already. What's going to happen?
A lot can happen. A lot can happen.
Like, all right, hold on a second. 3 of the games are against the Raiders here, and 2 Commanders games, possibly and likely without Jaden Daniels. Those are W's.
Wait a minute.
So we're at 9.
Wait a minute. What was that year we started? We had 10 wins, and then we collapsed down the end?
Yeah, and we still got to 11 wins.
No, but I'm saying we collapsed, though.
Right. Totally did. But they got to 11 wins.
And then we went into the playoffs and got trounced.
I think you're missing the point. If the Eagles collapse and get to 11 wins, they could sleepwalk to the division title.
No, I hear what you're saying, but still, I'm not ready to concede that yet. I hear you. The math is mathing. The math is definitely math.
I've been trying to give you the math.
You have, and I've looked at the math. I saw it, even though I had to add it up myself. I saw it. I saw what you saw. Still not ready to go there.
Kyle, do you think any part of this is the last Eagles team to win back-to-back division titles featured Hugh Douglas?
You know, it does always come back to Hugh being
selfish. And maybe he doesn't want to give that to them.
You know what's funny
about
you?
You live in infamy as the last back-to-back division winner.
Don't nobody care about winning the division back-to-back?
Well, what do you mean no one cares about it?
I mean, that's not like y'all act like I sit up here at night and be like, you know what? I woke up and say, oh my gosh, they're going to go back-to-back.
Today's a day of celebration.
Yeah. I'm just wondering,
because we're raising a banner.
No, we got 9 games left.
Screw them. Screw the games.
The games are decided.
You guys are ridiculous, man. I love both of you guys.
Well, all right, let's do a little math workshop in here. What do you think the Eagles' final record will be? I have a number in my head.
9 games left. I can see 5-4. I can see 6-3.
Okay. Well, let's go off 5-4 because that's a little bit more like closer to the middle. Mm-hmm. Okay.
5-4.
That puts them at 11-6. Am I correct on my math on that? That
would sound be about right.
11-6.
I am appalled.
Are you ready for this? Here is what it would take for everybody else in this division to get to 11-6 to stop us from winning the division. I'm going to do a little math with you guys here on the standings in the NFC East. So if 11-6 is the bar that Philadelphia Eagles will get to this season, officially the Giants have been eliminated from NFC East contention because they had their 7th loss yesterday, yes. Right? So they're eliminated. The Commanders would have to win out to get to 11-6. Do we think the Commanders are winning out?
Ooh, with who? With Marcus Mariota?
Yeah. Okay, that's a wrap. The Dallas Cowboys to beat the Eagles and get to 11-6. Now, they can't get to 11-6.
They got
to
run the table, don't they?
They have a tie. So 11-5-1 is what they would need to topple the Eagles, which means the Dallas Cowboys, who have to play the Chiefs and the Lions and the Eagles, can only lose one more game the rest of the season.
Run the table. So they basically would have to probably run the table.
So if you think the Eagles are getting to 11-6, walk with me, Hugh. The division is...
still got 9 games.
But this is your
still
math.
Got 9
this
games.
Is, I went
I'm just saying.
Math.
I'm in the now.
I went
I'm
off your math.
It starts. No, you're right.
Kyle, I went.
Starts this weekend with the Green Bay Packers.
Did you keep track of that in your notepad though?
Yes, I did. No, I'm gonna write that down. Starts
with the Green Bay Packers.
With
brick by brick, you.
I might steal that line to start off the pregame show on Monday. It starts with the Green Bay Packers.
Starts with Green.
All right, let's go to Aaron in San Diego. Aaron is up on WIP.
Good afternoon, Philadelphia.
Good afternoon, Aaron. It's usually the morning, but it is afternoon. It is past noon on the East Coast. Aaron, what do you got for us today?
Joe, you are not one of my favorite people today, my friend. I mean, first off, can we please stop with the L.A. Dodgers, okay? My in-laws are
diehard
fans.
They won.
I don't care.
What do you want me to, you want me not to, you want me not to say anything about it? Like, that was a great World Series.
The Philly season is over. Leave it alone. It's done. It's over.
Right,
okay?
But hold on. But Aaron,
I'm going to have to listen to it from these people.
Well, that's your fault.
It's going to be a made-for-TV movie.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, but the bottom line is we have to figure out a way to beat that team. So I'm invested in how they win because we got to topple them now.
Spend money. And you are like, you keep throwing the Bronx Tale, right? There is a character in the Bronx Tale that's called, I think his name is Mush.
Mush, yeah.
And basically everything he bets on turns to mush.
So, Aaron, the Eagles. Let's unpack this. Let's unpack the mush. In 2024, I said the NL East was over and the Phillies won the NL East. And then in August,
halfway through the season when they had their hot start, you said that this team was going to win 100 and something games, and I think they won like 5 of the next 25 games or something
like that.
That
feels a little extreme. That feels a little extreme, but okay. But the bottom line is when I say a division is over, it has been over. I called the NL East over in August. It was over. The NFC East is over, Aaron. Walk with me here.
Walk with them.
We need to take the approach that the chosen one takes, the Sky Marshal. We have to look at each game, and we'll see at the end. But guess what? This game coming up this week, yesterday was an absolute anomaly. It was the classic example of a team overlooking the opponent that's in front of them because they're facing a juggernaut next week We got to be focused on this Packers team. We can't. The NFC East is a consolation prize. We're in it to win it. We're there for one reason and one reason and that's to win the Super Bowl.
It's not a consolation prize. Hugh always says this, you have to win your division first. It's the first goal. Also, the Eagles haven't won it in back-to-back years in 2 decades.
Haven't won back-to-back in a long time.
To say that it's a consolation prize is a joke. I mean, it's the first goal, Aaron. It's the first goal. It's not a consolation prize. It's the key to all the other goals. Win the division first, get as high a seed as possible, and let's get back to the Super Bowl. Consolation prize? That's what you say after the fact. Like, because we won't celebrate an NFC East if they don't win the Super Bowl. That's for today. We're celebrating today because it's the first step of the journey. Do you guys do this in other aspects of life?
What's that?
I'm just so confused.
What do you mean?
Like, all right, when you watch, let's say the Olympics are on. You're watching a track meet or a swimming event, right?
Mm-hmm.
And someone has a big lead. Do you sit there and say they might not win? Or do you say they're probably going to win?
No, you say they're probably going to win, but the race isn't over. I give you a perfect example.
But sometimes you do, though. You're watching a race and someone's way out ahead. You say they won.
Let me tell you why.
You need to see the end?
Let me tell you why, yes. Let me tell you why I'm steeped in the way that I feel.
Okay.
I remember watching the Falcons and the Patriots play.
Sure.
And they came out and they opened up a can of whoop ass in the first half.
Okay.
And I remember it was a bunch of rappers and stuff. I think Ludacris was one of the guys. Like, everybody, they were at a party. I wasn't at the party, but I remember him telling the story. And everybody thought the game was over. People were celebrating the fact that the Falcons had won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And I remember him saying, hey, still a lot of time left. It's the same premise.
It's not.
It kind of is.
Hugh, that was Tom Brady.
I understand.
This is the Giants, Commanders, and Cowboys.
Don't matter. The first time that happened in the history of the NFL.
But
was that the first time that happened in the history of the NFL?
28-3 in a Super Bowl.
Yes.
Sure, but outliers are not – that's rare.
No, but you project – like, here's the thing. You always shooting for the win, Joe, but you got to be prepared for it because those can be devastating.
But sure, but hold on a second. That is a once-in-a-lifetime comeback in a single game with Tom Brady on the other side. This is a division that is – this is a race that – if this is a horse race, two of the horses have fallen down. We got to put them down.
And
then we have the Cowboys as the one chasing us. They can't finish the race.
Still a lot of football left to be played. Okay. 9 games left.
Yep.
And I am comfortable in my trepidation. And that's where I will stay.
I'm glad you admitted it.
I am comfortable.
I mean, you're terrified.
No, I'm not. I didn't say terrified. I said trepidation. Different.
Kyle, he compared it to the Patriots with Brady coming back.
No, but
in a Super Bowl.
I gave you an example. I didn't say this was the exact example. I just gave you an example of how things like this could potentially play out.
One in a millions aren't how you project the future.
But you maintain
a meteor could hit the station.
You maintain your focus. That's the point that I'm making. That I see both of you guys are clearly missing.
I'm totally
you gotta maintain
focused.
Your focus.
The division's over.
Not me.
I'm completely focused.
I'm gonna focus on anything.
Definitely need it.
Let's go to Reese in Westchester. What's up, Reese?
Reese.
Reese.
Moment too big.
Reese going once, twice. All right. Let's grab, what is this? I'm with Hugh calls Brian in Newtown. What's up, Brian?
Oh, he didn't.
It's wonderful. Back to back there.
I mean.
Hard to go back to back.
I blame Hugh for this one. Let's go to Juice in South Philly. What's up, Juice?
What's up, Hugh? What's up, Joe?
What's
up, fellas? All right, first thing, Hugh, I love you, but I'm sorry. I told you that was coming, and it came this weekend. I did beat you in fantasy, you and my son. Thank God, because I didn't want to hear him all week.
Oh, yeah, that
it was more about him, bro.
Have you fallen down to 500? Have you fallen down to 500, Hugh? What is going on
I have. I don't know.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
I'm not
500. Still in the playoff spot, though.
I'm still in the playoff.
Yeah, you are. You're 500.
I'm still in the playoff hunt.
That's not a good look to 500, though. You talked a lot of talk early in the season.
I did. But you know what? All I got to do is get in. I just got to get in the dance.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Juice.
Yeah. So real quick. So here's the thing, Joe. While I was sitting here listening, you know, you're right. I feel like they have come true when you've kind of called them. But let's just say that as soon as you do that, it usually doesn't end up well, and then it turns out ending up well. Like, what I'm saying is this. You called the Phillies done 2 years ago, and they held on.
Yes.
Okay? They held on. They didn't just walk away with it like you thought they were going to. Once you declared it, they held on. Okay? And then this year, you declared it, Yeah, I mean, the Mets kind of did it to them.
They won the game, but
the
Phillies won the division by like 15 games this year.
Yeah, I agree with that. So this year, I agree. And then, but you also, like, I'm just saying, do you remember when you were talking to Cole Hamels and you brought up that thing about Schwarber and you asked him how he would pitch to him?
Yeah.
And Hamels was like, nah, I don't want to say, you know, da-da-da. You know, the very next at-bat was the end of that streak, right? The very next Kyle Schwarber at-bat that day, the streak was over.
Jinx,
I'm just
Jillio.
Saying.
Yeah, but, like, Juice, isn't that more of a product of just baseball rather than whatever the hell I asked Cole Hamels?
No, so this sounds like a Jalen Hurts argument. I know you can't have your cake and eat it too. You said something, and then you mushed it. That's what we call a mush. A mush is necessarily, like, I do it all the time playing softball. Somebody will come up, I'll be like, dude, you haven't made an out all day.
Right.
And they're like, yeah, I know. Bang, that at bat, they pop up.
But Juice, the probability was they were going to make an out soon anyway. Nothing to do with you.
Man, don't tell them that. Why are you giving my secrets up?
No, we shouldn't do it. All right, Juice, what do you got for us? What's your guess for Hughes Clues?
Man, so it's so many people it could be. I'll say Ned Flanders.
Ned Flanders, Juice. It's a good guess.
That's the Jesus guy, right?
We have Ned gotten Flanders. Some fun guesses so far. All right, a third clue coming your way on the other side. 215-592-9490. We've got a four-pack of tickets. We're going to the Flyers game December 3rd against the Sabres. Midday show, night at the Flyers. All right, we're going to check in on the other side with our next opponent, the Green Bay Packers. Boy, they had a tough day yesterday. We're going to hear from them after the game. They're already ripping the coach on radio there, and a huge injury coming out of Green Bay that does impact next week, and I think it impacts the NFC. This guy's one of the better players in the league right now. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard as we react to the Eagles' trades, Howie Roseman's moves, and is the NFC East over? We're raising the banner today. I mean, Kyle and I have declared this thing over. Hugh Douglas, what's the word? Trepidation? Scared?
Trepidation.
Fear? Cowardice?
Not so much, man. Yeah. Not so much.
Cowboy Douglas over here. It's the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Sing it, Hugh.
No.
Come on. Come on.
No.
The NFC's champions.
No. No. Not yet. Not yet. Couple weeks. Give me about 9 more weeks.
Nine more weeks. They could close this thing. Hold on a second.
Five more weeks.
Can I bring up the Cowboys schedule to you over here?
Five more weeks.
We just wanted to, I thought you wrote this in your notepad.
I did write it. I said starts. I did write it. I wrote it down right here.
We only got to the start. We didn't really flesh it out.
It says starts with Green Bay.
Okay. So the Dallas Cowboys, would we agree that they're the only threat in the division? Could we find some comic?
They're not even a real threat, but they are a threat.
So no one's a real threat. You just don't want to say it.
Well, I'm saying it because they got nine games left. A lot can happen in nine games.
But someone, to lose a division that you're leading, someone has to take it, right? Like, they don't just award it to nobody.
Starts.
Okay. Okay. I'm trying to workshop the date that you're willing to declare this over.
5 weeks. Five, six weeks.
Okay. So let's roll through this. Okay. The Cowboys' next two games starting tonight is Arizona at home.
Which they'll probably win.
Probably win. They have a bye week.
They'll go 500.
They'll be 4-4-1, and then they play the Raiders. They'll probably win that. They're 5-4-1. Okay. Mm-hmm. There are three games after that. Are the Eagles, the Chiefs on Thanksgiving, and at Detroit. They will be underdogs in all three games.
Yeah, Dakota.
Right.
Yeah.
So that puts them at 5-7-1. Dakota. Is that the day that you say it's over when they lose to the Lions on December 4th and they go to 5-7-1?
Yeah, maybe. That sounds like that might be feasible.
Maybe.
Yeah, feasible. It just all depends. I'm waiting to see what the information is. I don't have all the information yet.
I'm giving it to you.
I know you are, but it's not.
You know what?
Yeah, information's over.
I know the day he was going to say it. The day they actually clinched the NFC. So like, you know what? Eagles won the division champs.
Yeah, we're going to be like, welcome.
Probably.
We've been on this for a while.
A month and a half ago.
That sounds like
All right, Hugh, before we get to the Packers, who are our next opponent here, they had quite a tough day yesterday. Can you give everyone a third clue for Hugh's Clues? We have a four-pack of tickets to go see the Flyers. It's our first Flyers game. We've gone to Phillies games. We have not gone to a Flyers game with our audience. We're going on December 3rd, 7:30 p.m. at the Xfinity Mobile Arena. What's the temperature on the Flyers, Kyle? Not great this weekend, right?
Not a good weekend.
Yeah, what's
everything's
going to
be all right.
Yeah. Hitchcock going to be all right?
No, he's eating up a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
He had a little weight issue, right? You know,
yes. A little fluffy.
A little taste of cakes and whatnot. We're still, look.
Expectations are low this season. Okay. We just want to see him trend in the right direction.
We need to decide a little bumpy before we go to the game with the audience who our guy is. Are we a Bobby Brink show?
Oh, well, yeah, I'm a big Bobby Brink
show. We could be a Bobby Brink show. I love Bobby
Zegras. He's another fun player.
He's been very good to start his Flyers career. Okay, so we got this four-pack of tickets. December 3rd, Wednesday, December 3rd, we're going to see the Flyers and Sabres. Hugh, why don't you roll through the first two clues and give everyone number three?
The first two clues were this was a cartoon character.
There we go.
This was a character on The Simpsons. This character is voiced by a famous actor.
Ooh.
All depends on what your definition of famous is.
You don't think this guy's famous?
Sometimes Hugh has a weird definition
of
actors, famous people.
I'm going to leave it alone. I'll leave that one.
I know, but you left that open-ended as if you're not really sure this guy's famous.
Well,
he is. I think he's quite famous.
Well, I think he's famous, but I guess you just have to figure out what he's famous for.
Right.
I guess.
Okay. That means famous fame. All right.
Hugh, yeah, I guess you're right.
Before we go any further, can we check in with the Packers, who yesterday lost at home as 13.5-point favorites to your Panthers yesterday? They went to Lambeau and took that football game. How are they handling things? Could we hear ESPN Milwaukee this morning handling a loss quite well out there?
What worries me is this team is fragile because their head coach is fragile. Just hope they get on the run. They got the players. They got enough players. But the team's reflective of their head coach. You can't count on anything. They're soft, and so they're capable. I mean, look at they've lost to Cleveland and Carolina. Mm-hmm. And yet, on the other hand, it would be fitting for LaFleur to beat Philly next week. But you can never count on him. And then the problem with that is you get in the playoffs, and you don't have enough games where you can't count on him.
I do appreciate only their second loss of the year, the coach being called soft and fragile on radio. I mean, I appreciate the passion there.
Who was that guy?
I'm not sure his name. ESPN Milwaukee.
He sounds like the get off my lawn guy.
He looked like him, too, from the video I saw.
He definitely sounds like get off
my lawn. Do you think he's wrong about Matt LaFleur? He does kind of come off as soft.
He's dead right about
Matt
LaFleur. I haven't watched a lot of the Packers, but
I'm judging him on his looks. He looks soft.
I did say last week I didn't feel like they were that much of a threat. Yeah, I did say that.
You were Detroit, Douglas.
Yeah, I was like, I felt like Detroit was the bigger problem that we have.
I mean, he's like, the assessment though, like losing to Cleveland and losing to Carolina, losses where they got like out physical, like they just, they didn't look ready.
Well, and it's beyond that, right? They barely beat the Bengals, who now everyone scores 40 points on.
They tied with the Cowboys. You know,
weren't they close with the Cardinals with Brissett 2 weeks ago? Mm-hmm. Every game they've played, it's just kind of been up in the air.
They did bring in a certain someone who has massive loser energy.
Who's that?
This offseason.
Ooh.
The guy
is
that
Kyle,
I was
about to hit you with the told
yeah,
you so.
Yeah, another I told you so with the Micah Parsons thing.
I just
thing.
Remember
this
that.
Guy.
Remember that?
But he's been their best player.
Mm.
I mean, he has.
So? Okay. I mean, like, he might have been the Cowboys' best player. But again, like, loser.
Okay.
Like, so loser, you know, sometimes you can't get over just how much of a loser you are.
I understand your point. But they were kind of loserish at the end last year. That's why we knew that the Eagles were going to beat them in the playoffs. There's something wrong with
you
the
You need
team.
To add winners, though.
Yeah, all right. The coach might be soft. I mean, maybe the host is onto something. Yep. All right. Let's hear from the soft coach, Matt LaFleur, after the game yesterday.
You know, give credit to Carolina. They played the game that they had to play in order to beat us in regards to trying to run the football consistently throughout the course of the game and just make us dink and dunk the ball down the field, which we were able to move the ball and then played good defense in the red zone. We had the two turnovers, missed a field goal. So we did enough things just, you know, we deservedly got our ass beat.
I mean, what are you going to say? They deservedly got their ass beat. They did. They lost at home to the Carolina Panthers, so they're going to be coming off a loss when the Eagles go in there. Let's hear one more. Micah Parsons talking about the game yesterday. This was late last week. Before the game, saying that they weren't going to overlook the Panthers.
This team is a pretty good team. Like, I wouldn't consider this a bad game, even with Philly next week. You know, this is just all about us and how we prepare. And just, we can't beat ourselves. The two games we tied and lost, we beat ourselves. We missed it at the end of the game, and we just didn't play good enough for defensively against Dallas. So those are all things we can look forward to do this week, is play good on defense for 4 quarters.
It's a tough scene when you say it's not a trap game,
and then it becomes a trap game. Yeah, they need to stop talking. Like, they just need to play football, man.
Well, who was the offensive tackle that said they could go undefeated in September?
We can run the table. He said something like that.
They are dopey.
Dude, I'm telling you, that's the kind of thing they invited into their locker room.
But they had some of this last year. They talked a big talk for years now.
But they compounded it.
Maybe they did.
With another big loser. Yeah. I mean, so I wonder, I didn't hear the beginning of, or like the question he was asked. Was he specifically asked about Philly, or did they just say this is a trap game? Like,
they probably, it sounds like it's spooled up as is, could this potentially be a trap game?
Because he's the one offering up, like, I know we got Philly next week.
Yep.
Is he thinking about Philly going into this
game?
Did
he set his own trap and then fall into it, is what happened yesterday.
Packers lose,
but beyond the loss, they also lost Tucker Kraft, their star tight end for the season, torn ACL. I think
he was like one of their biggest weapons, right?
I think he's been the best pass-catching weapon this year. So that's a big loss for them as we go into the game next Monday. Let's get back to the phone lines here. Reese is in Westchester. What's up, Reese?
Reese. Hey, what's up, man? How y'all doing today?
What's up, Reese?
First-time caller.
Reese, appreciate you, man. So what are you feeling today?
Yeah, I'm feeling. I think the division is over. I think it's over.
See, Reese gets it. Reese, tell him. I mean, Hugh over here is a little bit afraid.
Hugh, I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan too, Hugh.
Appreciate you, Reese.
But
yeah, about the
buzz. But yeah, I think you're a little bit off with this one.
That's fine. I can be off. I've been called off before.
Listen to the people, Hugh. Reese, you and I see this. I mean, this division belongs to the Eagles. Back to back years for the first time in decades.
Right. I think it's going to happen this year.
Yeah, it is. And I think the big part is, look, the Eagles, we could trust them, and the other teams are not very good. Reese, what do you got for us? What's your guess for Hugh's clues to go to the Flyers game?
Did anybody say Homer yet?
No.
Not Homer.
I mean, that's, you know what?
Somebody, one of the biggest stars, nobody said.
Yeah, I think when people think character, they're not thinking the mains. I mean, the mains are certainly part of the mix. I'm not saying that's it, but.
But I don't know who voices Homer.
Well, you're right. The famous.
No, he's pretty famous.
Well, I mean, probably four voicing Homer Simpson now, right? Because we're talking about somebody who is famous that does the voice for this character, not famous because of them doing the voice.
I think it's a good distinction to make.
Ah, gotcha. Okay. That's cool. We'll go with that.
What, do you disagree?
These are your clues, so we do need to be on the same page.
No. The person that voices Homer's voice, I thought was pretty famous, but I guess since
no,
you...
No, but is that a famous person, or is he famous because
what's his name, by the way?
I know he wears glasses.
Okay, well, then he's not that famous.
Dan Castellaneta.
Sure.
Yeah, he's not famous.
No, but he wears glasses, and he was in some other... I forgot what else he was in, but I thought he was pretty famous before he did that. Because if I remember correctly, before he had a television career... Before he did The Simpsons.
He was in the Tracy Ullman show.
Yeah, and at first, I don't think he wanted to do it.
Oh, wow. Well,
something
was
like that.
Good career choice.
Good call for him.
But to be clear, the person we're looking for.
He's most famous for doing.
Yes. The person who voiced the character he was looking for.
Back. Yeah, gotcha.
You said Tracy Ullman Show?
Yes.
That's where, like, the Simpsons were born from.
Yeah, because they were
a little sketch.
Yeah, the sketch show.
So
yeah.
The person that Hugh is referencing here was famous beyond the character he voiced, just to make sure we're all on the same page. All right, let's go to Clark in Boyertown. What's up, Clark?
Joe, you and Kyle are definitely mushing. You got to be careful with that.
What am I going to do?
What are you?
Clark.
Being a mush.
Well, that's the reason that Hugh didn't want to say, long time ago, you asked Hugh, and he didn't want to say anything because there's some real serious things that can be mushed.
Like a jinx? Do you believe in jinxes?
A little bit.
How about injuries?
Okay. This is one of the deeper teams in the NFL. Injuries, I kind of bake that in, Clark.
They're going to get injured, not because of not because of what we said.
Because we mushed it.
Yeah, well, it can be a real serious mush.
So, Clark, when you watch a race and one contestant or person in the race is, like, way far ahead, do you sit there and say, I'm not sure they're going to win, or you think to yourself, they're probably going to win?
I say I'm not sure they're going to win till it's over.
I don't know how you guys live life. When I watch something, I call it like it is. This division, who are you afraid of the Cowboys, Clark? Be honest with me.
No, not really. But I'll tell you, Hugh's got it right about five or six more games.
Yeah, about five. This thing will be clinched by then. You guys are something else. All right, Clark, what do you got for us? What's your guess for Hugh's clues?
Oh, it's definitely Adam West, Batman.
Oh, that's
it's a big one, yeah. Clark. It's a big answer, not it. He was very confident in that.
You know,
I don't believe you guys. Say you watch a race, let's use Michael Phelps, right? He's the best athlete we've seen in the Olympics for, like, maybe our whole lives. When you watched him swim and he was a half a length in the pool ahead of everybody, did you think he might not win, or you just said, he's going to win?
That's different, Joe. And I'm going to tell you why it was different, because I thought about that when you said it.
Yeah.
It's because that race only lasts, a couple seconds?
Yeah.
Most at the most. This is more. There's more intangibles that could happen in this scenario,
right? But
that could affect the outcome.
But we're halfway through this race. Halfway through his race, it became obvious he was going to win.
Yeah, but the intangible still could take effect. Anything could potentially happen.
Well, okay, but so even outside of sports, like some things I'm just so certain of that I'm not afraid to say it's going to happen. Like I'm going to leave the studio today. I'm going to go walk home, and I am going to make it. I'm going to make it home.
I am
dead certain of
that. You know what? I'm going to guarantee it.
I guarantee it. I'm raising the banner that I will make it home today.
The Kyle made it home banner.
now could there are a lot of variables? Sure. Anything could happen.
I mean, that's the plan to make it home, blocks. But anything could
happen. No, but I feel very comfortable in saying, I'm going
to
make it home.
I guess I don't live life to the one in a million.
It's not bold.
Like, do you live life for the one in a million, or you live life for the most likely?
I live in the moment.
And the moment is no team is above 500 except
in the
Eagles.
Moment
well,
right
in the
now,
moment, we're in first
in
place.
In the moment, it starts. I wrote it down.
Starts
with Green Bay.
Hold on, but that's the future too.
No, it's in the moment. Yeah. What are we getting ready for right now? Green Bay
Tuesday.
Starts with Green Bay.
Yeah, I'm getting ready for this we're segment. And for the next one. Yeah,
we got two more seconds
with this. Green Bay.
I don't even think it does start with Green Bay.
You write it down again.
I underlined it, Kyle. Underline.
I'm not even sure the Green Bay game decides anything.
No, but it starts with Green Bay.
What starts with Green Bay?
Our mission to win the division.
No, it doesn't.
Starts with Green Bay. Yes, it does.
They can lose to Green Bay and still win the division by three games.
Why are you being so silly, Kyle? But it does start. And you know what this division is going to be built and won by?
No.
Brick by brick. It's going to be a brick by brick thing, Joe.
They already have six
bricks.
Let's go, Hugh. Yep.
You cannot get ahead of yourself, Joe. You can't get ahead of yourself. You have to stay in the moment. You have to stay focused on the prize at hand. Ain't none of this, we've conceded the division. You know what that is, Joe? That's complacency. And we are not complacent. You know what? Nobody else has said it, but I'm going to say it. You know what I'm going to say, Joe? We are the defending Super Bowl champions. And with that being said, we have a bar that we have to rise to that. We haven't risen there yet, Joe. We're not there yet. But we're ascending. We're ascending every day, Joe. And you know what that means? You know what Monday is? Today is the day that we get focused once again. I know Christmas and Thanksgiving is right around the corner, and some of you people have already started Christmas shopping, but no, that's not what we're doing here. We're getting focused for the second half of this season, and we're getting ready to go to Green Bay. We're not worried about winning no divisions or anything like that.
We're worried about winning one football game at a time, Joe. You know how we do that, Joe? Brick by brick. Brick by brick, Joe and Kyle. So I need all of y'all to stop with this nonsense. We're not trying to win divisions around here. We're trying to win Super Bowls. We're trying to win Super Bowls, Joe. So I need you and Kyle just to stop it right now. Stop it. Stop it with all this nonsense, this hyperbole. And let's get focused on the Green Bay Packers. Because just like I wrote down on my piece, you see this on my piece of paper, Joe?
Starts with Green Bay.
It starts with Green Bay.
I see it.
That's where it starts, Joe. So we can't worry about all that other stuff. So what I need y'all to do right now, if you don't like, this is all the customer workers out there, if you don't like your customer service job, you need to quit. Because the holidays are right around the corner. The holidays are around the corner, Joe, and we need some people in there.
You're almost done.
That's nice. We need people in the store that are going to be nice. And another thing I would like to say before I end this. Can we please, pretty please, can we have Thanksgiving back? I mean, for real. Can we have Thanksgiving back? I'm tired of y'all doing y'all Christmas shopping this week. Give me back Thanksgiving. I just give me back Thanksgiving.
Hold on a second.
What?
What are you talking about?
That was the most stream of conscious thing at the end.
No, I'm just saying, give us back Thanksgiving.
Who took it?
The people, you people. Because we already Christmas shopping, Joe. And then I saw the commercial. They're talking about people already Christmas shopping. No, give me back Thanksgiving.
All right. Hold on. You really were cooking for a while with now, the Eagles and the division and all that.
I was almost there with you.
And then you drop in the customer service person that hurt your feelings yesterday.
Gotta tell you, I was about to roll that banner
give,
off. Then,
give me back Thanksgiving.
Nobody's taking Thanksgiving.
They
from
have
you.
Taken
who?
Thanksgiving.
Who?
Let Thanksgiving breathe. Because, you know, right after Halloween, it's almost like Thanksgiving is an afterthought, and then we go straight to
you're
Christmas.
You're the one that started the holiday season with Halloween. And we didn't forget that.
What are you talking about? I don't
something tells me you weren't the hype-up speech guy in the locker room. This is like
I used to be, but this is about the same. I used to lose my train of thought.
We want Thanksgiving back!
Yes, we want Thanksgiving back, like,
what? So what was the main idea of that? Thanksgiving back, the customer service lady, or the division?
Well, the Thanksgiving back thing is bothersome. Because it's like we've gotten the extra Black Friday deal.
Are you upset about Christmas jumping over Thanksgiving?
Well, Christmas always does that.
Because Thanksgiving is really just a day, not a season.
It still deserves its own.
You want more Thanksgiving songs?
Are there any Thanksgiving songs?
That's part of the problem. They don't really have it.
They don't have because probably after this week or probably at the end of this week.
Yeah.
They're going to start playing the hell out of that Mariah Carey.
Oh, yeah. You better be ready.
Mariah Carey going to get some serious run.
I love Thanksgiving. I'm with you. I didn't know anyone took it from us, but I'm willing to fight with you to get it back.
We need to negotiate Thanksgiving terms. We need to get Thanksgiving back.
What are you talking about?
We need to get it back, man. Christmas right around the corner.
That was an all-timer right there. All right, let's go to Rob in Rhode Island. What's up, Rob?
Rob. Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey, Rob. What's up?
Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
Oh, yeah, we went way back with that.
Yeah, we did.
Wow, that was a rant and a half, man. I'll tell you. Hold on, I'm trying to get you off of the speakerphone.
Okay.
I'll take your time.
Sorry about that.
You're good.
You know, I want to believe that this race is over.
Mm-hmm.
Problem is, 2023 was just a couple of years ago, and we won 10 games, and then nobody wanted to play for the last, six or seven, and then we had that awful loss to the Bucks in the playoffs. You know, I mean, it's just too fresh for Eagles fans and the team. They're going to go game by game.
So, Rob, I think it's a very fair point to bring up. Two years ago, the Eagles had a big division lead around this time, and they ended up blowing it, and the Cowboys took the division. Rob, it's totally fair to bring up. The one thing I think is also fair to bring up is that Cowboys team finished first in offense and fifth in defense. This Cowboys defense is horrendous. So, Rob, could the Eagles struggle the next nine? Is it going to be harder? Like, could they go 5-4 and, you know, it kind of be up and down? I totally could. That could happen. They have a tough schedule, right? They have the Lions, Packers, Chargers, Bills. I get it. I just, Rob, part of this is I just don't think the Cowboys have any shot to get to, like, 11 wins. Obviously, the Commanders are done with the injuries they have. And the Giants stink. So it's not so much I think the Eagles are infallible and they can't be beat. No, that's not true. But I just feel like this race, they're going to win this race because these other teams aren't any good.
You're right, and I believe you too with the Rams. And I, you know, another sleeper team is the Seahawks.
Yes, they're good. They are. You know, I think people are it's a good word. People are sleeping on them because we really haven't watched them much, and they're kind of, you know, in their own world over there.
Yeah,
they can play, man. They got that thing rolling right now.
They do, and I live up in Rhode Island, but I'm a dead crazy Eagles fan, and I've been watching Drake May this past season. This kid. I'll tell you what, he's pretty impressive.
Yeah,
you know?
That quarterback class last year was very good. I mean, a lot of good ones from that class. Rob, we appreciate the phone call. Yeah, I mean, I think it's fair to bring up the Cowboys did have a big comeback on the Eagles 2 years ago. I just don't think this Cowboys team is as good as that one. I mean, that team was good. I mean, this Cowboys team, only Hugh's scared of them.
No, I'm not scared. I'm just more the Eagles need to maintain their focus. And you know, stuff like that tends to get you a little bit unfocused.
Stuff like what? Meek declaring the division
Yeah,
open?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, stuff like that.
So I'm to blame if this goes belly
yes.
up?
Yeah, that's how I'm going to frame it.
That's easy.
Yeah. Sounds about right.
Have
we
crafted a plan to get Thanksgiving back, or are we still working on that?
Well, yeah.
How do we do
it? Gotten that. How do you get it back? I think songs will help, but I think it's too late for all that.
Well,
Thanksgiving songs will help.
Yeah.
But there are not that many Thanksgiving songs because people tend to, like, You tend to, around this time, mm-hmm. and Black Friday is when you start to hide the toys, if you're buying toys, or hide the gifts, or try to get the sales on the gifts.
Speaking of toys, Hugh Douglas, you led us to a big giveaway we got a giveaway right now. So we're still playing Hugh's Clues for the Flyer tickets, but Hugh, you know what's back?
What's that?
The Hess truck. It is back, and it's better than ever. All right, caller number 4 right now to the contest line at 215-988-1258. Caller number 4 right now, 215-988-1258, will win the 2025 Hess Stock Car Racers. They're loaded with action-packed features, including 67 animated lights, 5 realistic sounds, and a pullback motor. They're available exclusively at HessToyTruck.com for $49.99 with free standard shipping and batteries included. Hugh, I love the Hess truck when I was a kid.
The Hess truck. And this one's pretty cool, man, because I've seen it. It's the one that has the car inside the car.
It is really cool. All right, call number 4 right now on the contest line wins the Hess truck. It is a great giveaway. We'll continue to play Hugh's Clues. Someone's got to win this thing. We'll also go around the NFL week number 9. Hit you with everything that happened yesterday, including a record that was broken, and I'm not sure anyone in attendance in the booth realized what just happened. 215-592-9494. Get you aboard. Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, we've been cooking up game day recipes all season long. Now it's time to take that Hatfield Recipe Essential Sweet Italian Sausage to the Thanksgiving table, folks. Elevate your stuffing with this savory side dish that steals the spotlight, or whip up a breakfast casserole so good your family will be able to full, smiling, all the way until dinner starts. Find Recipe Essential Sweet Italian Sauces at your local supermarket. For locations, visit simplyhatfield.com. Hatfield, better care, better pork.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.